For Air to Two Live, this is Josette Lesser. Now, look in your Royal International Air to Two 2019 programme, and on page 40, you will see some of the people who have been supported by the Royal Air Force Charitable Trust. I'm delighted to have with me Justine Morton, who is director of the trust that supplies all the funding for such projects. Justine, thank you very much for joining us. Tell me a little bit about the background, how the trust got started.
Well, we're a fairly new charity in the RAF family of charities. We began life in 2005 here at Fairford. We're quite young, we're small, but we do some great work supporting young people.
Now, the money that you get actually comes from the entry fees and everything that comes through RIAT itself, which is fantastic the way the two bond together.
That's right. The revenue that we collect over the weekend is really important to the charity, because that's what we use on some of our great grants that we've got out there and some of our fine programmes and initiatives. So yes, everything from this weekend helps us throughout the year.
Now, the theme this year, of course, but always anyway, is about inspiring young people. So what is it that you are doing with the money that fits in with that theme?
Absolutely right. Inspire is really key to us. Inspire and encourage. So we really support young people getting into engineering, so science, technology, engineering and mathematics. We put a lot of our revenue into this. So if you go into Technozone today, you'll see our partnership with the Royal Air Force and some of the STEM work that we do with them. We also support flying initiatives. So we've got a great scheme of flying scholarships that get air cadets in the air and gets them flying, often to PPL standard.
So how do you decide how to distribute the money?
Well, we need to stick to what our objects are, which is support the RAF. So we give grants to the RAF as well. Not welfare grants, but more to help with life in the RAF. And then we also look at, as I said, the STEM and the flying initiatives. And we go out there and talk to people. We also ask people to approach us with good ideas. And then we go into partnership.
What is a good idea? What would you like to see people coming to you with?
I want people to come to me and say, let's inspire these young people to get involved in aviation and really become interested in being air-minded. And that doesn't mean to be becoming a pilot. It might mean getting your hands dirty on an aircraft engine, wanting to understand technology, and just willing and wanting to learn.
If you had to actually mark what makes you different from other charities, what would that be?
I think it's our involvement in technology and aviation and wanting to inspire young people to get involved and get in a cockpit or get their hands on an engine and just want to learn.
It's a fantastic charity. If people would like to find out more, what should they do?
They need to go to the RIAT website. You can link directly to the charity and you can read all about us there.
Justine, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Great pleasure.
For Air to Two Live, this is Josette Lesser.